Hi, empaths. Welcome back to Empath Entertainment and Artists, Intuitives, Sensitives. If I ever forget to welcome all of you, that's implied. That's my intent. My intention is to resonate with all of you, right? Anyone who's on this path of transformation, this journey to self-discovery, self-realization, self-actualization. Yeah, it is a path, right? It's a spiral. That's what I've learned in my experience, is that any process, anything that's process oriented, is a spiral. We come back around, right? I learned this from Julia Cameron reading The Artist's Way. We navigate and come back around as we climb the mountain. It's a spiral. We come back around and see, we might see similar problems or situations or circumstances, but we see them from a higher vantage point as we sort of heal the layers and grow spiritually, develop emotionally, right, as we mature. So that was a big lesson for me. I definitely realized that people needed to hear that when I would work one-on-one with people, and similar themes and lessons would come up for them over and over again, and for me too. And I found that frustrating, being really committed to growth and a little impatient, and I wanted to see fast results, and I thought that results meant I no longer had to face the same situations or circumstances. And sometimes that's true. Sometimes things just, you just outgrow things altogether. But oftentimes there are themes that come back around, or, you know, certain things you're always sort of navigating, having the courage to face confrontation, or face your own self-doubts and fears. And, you know, imposter syndrome is a big one for anyone who is maybe in the spotlight or wants to teach or heal others, or, you know, be a reader. A lot of artists face that, where it's like, they're going to find me out. I remember Julianne Moore, who is such a lovely person. She came into several of my workplaces in New York City. She's just such a kind person. And I remember hearing her in an interview talk about that, how, you know, halfway through the film she would be filming, she thought the director was definitely going to say, she would find herself thinking, I'll just go to the director and I'll say, it's okay if you need to recast, I understand. Like, you know, we kind of all face that no matter what level we're at. And I find that really reassuring in a way, that, you know, it's what makes us human, that you're not the only one facing it. And maybe that's something that you needed to hear right now. Is there an area of life or something that you're doing that is giving you that feeling, right? That the inner doubt, inner critic, who are you to do this, right? But purpose leaves clues. Your purpose leaves clues. Oftentimes we forget that in a world of possibilities and options, we're drawn to maybe just a few, and we're drawn to develop that and invest in that area. There's a reason. You have strengths in certain areas, but don't we tend to focus on the weakness? Don't we tend to focus on where we need to grow? You know, when I did something called the Cliffs Finders Test, I think it's called Cliffs. That's a hard one for me to pronounce. But you take this test. It's like an assessment, a personality assessment, and you see where your top five strengths are. I think you get a fuller list, but yeah, Cliffs Finders. And I think that's what it's called. But you find your strengths and you focus on your strengths, and it shows you sort of how you're navigating. And that was really helpful for me, because not only did it help me kind of understand myself more deeply, which is always supportive for me, because, you know, as an empath, and maybe you can relate, or an artist always taking on different personas and personalities for characters or things, right, or songs, what might happen is we kind of lose our identity, sense of self, and you know, some people are going the other way. Some people were so solid in who they were, right, and in the material world, that their healing came from their opposite, which was sort of this dissolution of self, this dissolution of ego and identity, and becoming one with everything. Well, as an empath, my journey's a bit opposite, because I found myself like already being with the one, being in the oneness, and never really having a solid sense of identity to therefore sacrifice or dissolve. So my experience and journey was the opposite. And you may find that to be true too. Really good at attuning to others, really good at taking on the needs of others. And, you know, that psychic energy, that psychic ability and gift was based on, was a coping strategy. It was an adaptation in order to navigate an unpredictable environment. It was also ancestral for me. There's different reasons that might come up, but it is an adaptation. And if it's based on wounding, because being an empath or a sensitive, you know, it doesn't have to be based on trauma or wounding, but it is in itself an ability, right? Or a strength or skill, but a psychic sense, if you're an empath, but an affinity for energy. But mine was based on wounding. And what can happen is that coping strategy of a child, it's not as helpful as you kind of grow and navigate the world with where you have more control and more power. It's kind of, you're going around giving away your power, right? And it's not helpful. It's not useful. So really learning to come back to self, learning your own rhythms, things that help you create this sense of differentiation, the sense of self, right? Otherwise, you know, you're not really, what do you really have to give? You know, they say give of yourself, but if you don't know who you are, that's kind of difficult, right? So that's really the idea here. And I guess, you know, in shamanic traditions, you might call it soul retrieval, right? If you're going around giving pieces of yourself away, or collecting people's, you know, if you're sort of a designated healer, right? Your purpose leaves clues. Sometimes if you are sort of destined, I guess, destined implies choice. So if you're destined to become a healer or a facilitator practitioner, you might go around, right, an empath, a healing presence. People might just naturally feel called to tell you their personal stories, lean on you for help, come to you for your compassion and wisdom. And while that's a beautiful gift, it can be this self-sacrificing energy that doesn't really support you in success and making the impact you're really here to make, right? So looking at those exchanges, and this is something I'm learning to navigate with my mentor and healer, really learning to have boundaries around not giving people access to the healer all the time. That's really the boundary, right? So if we want to build trust in a relationship, not only do we need the other person to have boundaries, But we need to have boundaries as well. So trust requires boundaries on both sides. So if we don't trust ourselves to have boundaries, that's really important, right? In establishing self-trust, because oftentimes that's part of the main issue here, is this ability to trust yourself, to navigate, to heal, to care for and reparent the inner child. That can be part of the healing journey. So maybe you're navigating this right now and you're trying to understand why someone's not appreciating your wisdom, right? Or not as receptive to your sage advice all the time. Maybe people are coming to you because of your energy and your compassionate listening, ability to listen. And they just want to be heard. Sometimes that's the case. And, you know, having boundaries around that as well. If it's a friendship that reciprocates, that's a beautiful thing. And you'll be able to feel that. When it's an expectation, right? When your needs aren't really valued or considered, that's one-sided. And we want to look at that. So beginning to respect your time will become very important. And having boundaries will enable trust in other people as well, right? Because if someone's not good with having boundaries, right, with you, they may not be able to have boundaries with themselves. So working on boundaries is this sort of multifaceted, multi-layered thing where it requires practice and discipline. And I'm not sure why that wants to be the focus right now. I'm not trying to do intuitive work, but boundaries are important right now. Maybe that's something you're navigating. What I really wanted to talk about was the fact that this healing journey can be a spiral, right? And you might come back around and see similar things in your eye line and think, I thought I already worked through this. Or why is this person back in my life? And perhaps the lesson has another layer. Or it's an opportunity to assert a boundary. Maybe that's why the boundary came in. It's an opportunity to have some certainty here that maybe you didn't have closure or didn't have maybe a clean end to something. Here's your opportunity, right? That might be happening. Another thing that came in to talk about was some of us are feeling like labeling ourselves as lazy. And I want you to consider everything you're navigating right now, particularly if you're a sensitive, an empath, an artist. These, you know, some of us are really attuned to the collective. Think about what the world is facing right now, what it's going through. Have some patience for yourself right now. You know, sometimes you're going to get the guidance to rest, and it's going to come from your body, right? Or your mind's just going to say, I can't focus on that right now. Now, it's important to know yourself, because not all wisdom is for every person. But if you're currently, if this isn't an everyday thing, but you're currently feeling, I'm tired, I'm not motivated, I'm wasting time, right? Or I should be accomplishing or producing more currently, if you're really judging yourself there, consider what we're going through on this planet right now and give yourself a little slack, right? be gentle with yourself right now. Sometimes the, you know, when we're processing a lot energetically, it's overwhelming. You might have swells of emotion and you can't really explain what they're from. And, you know, maybe you're tuning into a collective and be gentle, meditate if you can, relax, give yourself some extra hours of sleep, whatever it takes. We're working out a lot in our dreams currently too. I don't know if you're feeling that too, if you're experiencing vivid dreams. I know I'm working out a lot. I get a lot of guidance in my sleep. And even if I have a designated time I need to wake up, if I'm working through something, I give myself that time because I know that it's important. It's important for me to navigate that, figure it out. And if I'm exhausted because I didn't give myself that time to process, nothing I really do is that great of quality because I didn't allow my brain to process all that stuff. So give yourself that time, whether it be designated time for meditation, extra hours of sleep, whatever it works for you, moving the body, right? To help move things through. Whatever supports that process for you, because you know, it can be overstimulating, overwhelming, easy to come out of the body and want to escape out, right? So the point being, be gentle with yourself. You're navigating a lot right now. We all are. Some of us are, you know, more attuned to different frequencies than others. You know, our mind, the brain is like a radio receiving all these energies and frequencies. And some of us are just tuned in a different way. And we're just aware of more, you know, and that's what being aware of energy is about. It's like this, it can be very encompassing. It can be very overwhelming and overstimulated at times. So be gentle. Whatever feels like self-care for you. You know, sometimes getting out in nature. Here's my fake ocean. If you're just listening, I have a wall hanging of the ocean in my apartment because it's just so, you know, imagery can really be healing. And for me, seeing the ocean, palm trees, sand, and a beautiful sky has meaning for me. It's very healing and therapeutic for me. So, you know, I also have like shells, beautiful shells and things like that surrounding me. I just really feel soothed and calmed. That's such a tranquil energy for me, and that's supportive for my sensitive system. So even like my mouse pad is a beach, is an ocean. So just know what works for you and supports you, and be gentle with yourself right now. You know, this too is impermanent, but while we're going through it, there will be moments where you just need more rest. And if you don't take the rest, you know, as you're guided to, it can lead to burnout. So just take care of yourself. And maybe now is a time where your body's really giving you signals and letting you know. And, you know, sometimes people say sensitivity is a weakness, but there are people that can go on for years not hearing their body speak to them, right? Not hearing the signals, not listening, and it sneaks up on them. But if you have a sensitive system, you know, you get signs really quickly. If I eat something that has an allergen or an irritant, I know pretty much right away. Whereas someone else who doesn't have quite as sensitive of a system might continue to ingest, right? Or continue to put themselves in the same toxic environments or maintain a toxic relationship for a longer time. But for me, it's just so overwhelming, so irritating that I can't sustain that. Is that a weakness? I guess you could see it as a weakness, but you can also see how that could be a strength too, right? You can't expose yourself to those energies as long. You can't endure certain things, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, right? So it depends on your perspective, right? Maybe where you're at on your healing spiral journey and what you value. Sure, if you value withholding and withstanding very toxic situations, then maybe you would see that as a weakness. For me, I see it as a strength because I can tune in pretty quickly when something isn't good for me. I think that's a strength. So can you turn your weaknesses into strengths? Can you see the flip side there? Maybe from a higher vantage point, it's easier to see. Maybe that's what you're navigating right now. So I don't know who needed to hear that. I hope that landed somewhere. And I know that's probably medicine for me too. I didn't anticipate that I would be channeling information or tuning into anything. I thought I would just be talking about my experiences, but I never know what to expect. You know, it's the radio signal. So, let me know in the comments if you're watching on YouTube, if that resonated, or send me a message, info@urbanempath.com. Let me know if you're facing and confronting other issues that you'd like me to address here. What are your needs? I'd love to speak on those. I'd love to cater content to what would be useful to you. And my attempt is to make it entertaining and engaging. I will make sure to work on that. And I hope that maybe it was relatable at the very least, right? So I will see you in the next one. Love ya. Bye.